In a world turned upside down by construction and change, one young girl sets out on a new adventure. Are you ready for the action, the suspense, the drama? It's just me, Zach, everybody. Guess I caught the movie bug like everybody else. Why don't you come with me and see what it's all about? It's Lights, Camera, and Action, Beyond Gilead.
Hold on, I'm coming. What am I saying? No one can hear me. Hello? Oh, hi, Mary. Yes, I know. I heard the equipment moving this morning, although I wondered if it was thunder. No, they haven't come here. But it's not a surprise. We knew they'd be starting up again soon, now that everything's cleared from the accident. I know. I guess our break is over. We're back in the construction zone again. Oh, I'm fine. I'll call if anything happens. Thanks, Mary. Bye.
Mayor Morrison, Bill Mincer is here for your appointment.
Oh, thank you very much, Elizabeth. You can send them in. Bill, that's good to see you. Come on in.
Likewise, John. Thank you. And this is Mike Williams. He's our community relations advocate.
Ah, hello, Mike.
Mayor Morrison, It's nice to meet you.
Oh, please, call me John. That's fine. Well, have a seat, you two. Can I get you something? Coffee or lemonade?
Oh, no thanks, John. We don't want to impose. We just wanted a few minutes of your time.
That's right. We know the mayor is a busy man.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, we stopped by today because we wanted to give you the heads up that things are going to be starting up again on your side of town.
Ah.
Yes, we've cleaned up the mess, and it looks as if we can finally begin in earnest.
All right.
I know you're having a hard time with this, and I wish there were some other way that we could make this work, but Gilead Lane really is the ideal place.
Yeah. We think so, too. But I do understand, and I appreciate all of the attention that you put into making sure that we're taken care of. We do appreciate that, and I don't want you to think any differently.
Oh, we know, John. We do. We're hoping to have a talk with Miss Andrews sometime this week.
Okay.
You know, I've asked him to start on the project as far away from her home as possible, but now that things are moving forward and we're behind schedule, things are going to move quickly.
I understand. Well, what can I help you with?
Oh, nothing really. We just wanted to let you know that we're going to be meeting with Grace. And if you wanted to call it a neighborhood meeting, you and your wife are welcome.
Well, thank you.
It gives us all a good forum for sharing ideas, communicating, questions.
This is what Mike does. He's our PR guy and all-around community relations expert.
Well, that all sounds fine. You let me know when this meeting will take place, and Mary and I will be there.
Thanks, John. We'll let you know.
No problem. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Williams.
Oh, no. Just Mike.
All right, Mike. Thanks for your time, fellas.
We'll talk to you soon.
Cool. You've got to help me with it.
Right, okay. What is it?
I'm gonna make a movie.
What?
A movie. Mrs. M gave me the idea today, and it's awesome.
Mom told you to make a movie? Really?
Well, she told me to make my own WWW adventure. So look.
Oh, wow. This is a lot of stuff, Hope. What's this notebook? And what are these drawings?
Well, I can't really write yet, so I drew up some pictures of...
It looks like you dropped the crayons on this page.
Oh no, those are colors. I was trying those out to see what costumes would look best in what scenes.
Costumes? Really? You're gonna have costumes?
Of course I am. Movies have to have costumes.
Well, you know, this might just be fun. What kind of movie is it?
Can't you tell from the pictures?
Well, not really.
That's okay. It's still not all together yet. I think it's going to be a funny movie.
That's called a comedy.
A comedy. Okay, then. I think it's going to be a comedy.
You know, people love romantic movies.
They do? I think they're icky.
What? Oh, no. Romantic movies are the most popular movies out there.
Really?
Oh, sure. Everyone loves watching the beautiful young woman find the man of her dreams and fall into his arms and know that they'll be together for the rest of their lives.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, I think it should be a romantic comedy.
They have those?
Of course they do. Remember when we watched that movie about the guy in the band who thought that the world was ending and then the asteroid was coming, so he went into a bomb shelter and tried to save the girl he loved?
Yeah, now that was funny. When she thought he was nuts, but he just really liked her?
Yeah, that's the one. See, you liked it and it was a romantic movie.
Okay, we'll do a romantic comedy then. I think you should be the lead.
Me? Really? That would be so cool. I would love that.
Okay, but Haley?
Yes?
What about who's gonna be the guy? I was gonna ask Mike and Tim and maybe Justin, but if we're doing a romantic movie...
Ew, no thank you. Yuck.
So you don't want to be in it now?
Oh no, I'll still be in it. We just need to find someone else to be in it too. I don't want to be romantic with... Oh, gross.
Okay, gotcha. Will you start making a list of what we need?
Sure. This is gonna be great. We'll need costumes and sets and a camera and props and...
Someone who isn't a Morrison to be the guy.
Right.
Mary?
Hey, Ben.
Hello. Hi, Hope. How are you two ladies today?
Whew. Hot and sticky. It's gross. I'm glad you have air conditioning.
Well, it is warm out there. I think all the rain just made it worse over the past few days.
You've got that right. Now the sun's out and it feels hotter than ever.
Well, come sit over here in the cafe for a minute. Let me get you some lemonade.
Yay, lemonade!
Well, you two both look like you could use a break. Did you walk from home?
Feels like it.
No, we just had some troubles finding a parking place. Had to park a little farther than we would have liked.
Yeah, I understand. It's been like that a lot lately.
Tourist season. It's come early, hasn't it?
Mary, this isn't tourist season.
It's not? Well, it's summer.
No, I meant it is tourist season, but these people aren't tourists. I mean, they're looking to move to Coleraine.
What? All of them?
Well, most of them. I mean, a good number of the people you see on the streets and taking up the parking spaces and such. I mean, it's a piece of heaven. Hundreds of people are staying at the hotels in town, and it's nearly impossible to find a seat at the Sunset Grill, and everyone's buying up land. It's a seller's market.
I had no idea. It was... Already? They haven't even built anything.
I know, but people know it's coming. I mean, it's really helped us out. I mean, we're doing great. We need to restock almost twice as often, and special orders. It's a lot different.
I'd say so. But that's great for you, Ben.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes?
Are Becca and Luke here?
Luke's out back, and Becca's at the bed and breakfast.
Can I go see him?
Oh, sure. I'm pretty sure he'd appreciate the break.
Thank you for the lemonade, Mr. Taylor. It was awesome.
You're welcome, Hope. Wow, she's a live wire.
She sure is. I'd forgotten how tiring it can be with a small child in the house.
Oh, I'm sure. And now... College students, too? You've got your hands full.
You know, I think it's harder with Hope, because so many things have changed.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, with the other kids, we were able to let them, I don't know, be on their own a little more. Even with Tim, we never worried if he said he was going outside to play or down to Grace's house.
Oh, yes, it's changed.
It's changed a lot. It's almost frightening when you think about how quickly it has. We can't let Hope go outside and play because we never know who's going to be in our yard. We're driving by too quickly. We live on a dead end, and we never had to worry about that before. The only people on our street were Mr. Key and Grace. But that's one of those things that you have to deal with, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, sometimes change is inevitable.
It's just not what I pictured for us here in Coleraine. But perhaps I should get to my shopping now. Hope's probably going to be ready to go back to being the next Alfred Spielberg soon.
Oh, and here I thought you ventured out just for some exercise.
No, not exactly. Although that helps. We're here to get some things for Hope's movie.
Oh, yes, the movie.
But you know about it?
Oh, are you kidding? Both Becca and Luke have roles in it.
Both of them?
Oh, yeah. Hope can be persuasive.
That she can.
So what do you need?
Purple contact paper.
Purple? Really?
Dragon's Lair.
Okay. Let me see if I can track some of that down.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Hey, I'm Zach. I want to invite you to something awesome. It's called the Word with Zach Summer Reading Club. This summer, instead of letting your Bible sit around and collect dust, let's stay in God's Word all summer long. You can do your daily devotions, grow closer to Jesus, and even win some really cool prizes too. So grab your Bible, grab a parent, and head to wordwithzach.org to get all the details and sign up today. That's wordwithzach.org. I'll see you in the Word.
So here's what happens next. The monster, Mike, that's you.
And why was it you wanted me to be the monster again?
Because you have to be really good at climbing and jumping and stuff. And you're good at that.
Okay, I can see that.
And then the hero, that's you, Tim.
Aha, yes, I saved the day.
Right, where's the romance? Well, you see, the girl, she's tied up over here. And the other guy, Tim's sidekick.
Yeah?
He's going to come from right over here around the corner, and he's going to rescue you. And then there's going to be a big romantic kissy-poo.
Kissy-poo, Haley.
Aw, Haley gets a kissy-poo.
I'm not too sure about the kissy-poo part, but maybe a nice hug.
Yeah, because, wait, who's my sidekick?
That's Luke.
Luke Taylor? And Haley?
It's just a movie, and we'll talk about the kissy-poo part.
I think that I should have a whip.
A whip?
Yeah, like that guy, you know, and a hat.
Yes, that's perfect. And you know you can wear those brown pants and Justin's leather jacket?
He can?
Sure, why not?
And, you know, okay, come here, guys.
What is it?
Look over there where Mr. Key's house used to be. See those big dirt piles and things? We can use those for some scenes with treasure hunting.
Well, I was thinking...
That's perfect, Brooke. Yes, we need to do that. I'm writing that down.
And in the woods over here, all the way to Grace's house. It looks like a jungle back there.
Yeah.
And the monster, he'd come out right over there.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. That spot with the big rock right over there? I can climb over that rock.
That's great.
But, guys, I was thinking the monster would come from...
And it could be dragging clothes with it.
Clothes?
Yeah, Brooke's right. Clothes. That would be scary.
Yeah, like where has he been? What's he been doing?
Hey, guys.
Oh, that is creepy. That's good.
And after the monster comes out, Tim comes bursting out of the woods after him. Like a few minutes later, you know? Like he's been chasing him down.
Oh, I love that. I'm writing it down. Where's the girl come in?
Well, I thought the girl could come out of the woods. Maybe he's got the girl with him.
Oh, no. It's much scarier with just a shirt or something.
But the girl, I want to see her screaming and yelling.
Nah, we need to wonder where she is. Oh. Maybe she's screaming from the jungle?
But...
Oh, yeah. If we just hear a scream and then we see the monster...
Oh, where's Luke come in? When do we introduce him?
Oh, that's later. We have to bring him in. Maybe he's a special monster hunter.
No, yeah. He's supposed to be a scientist who knows more about the monster than anyone.
A scientist? That's kind of boring.
Boring, but...
You know, the next scene would be really cool in the park downtown by the fountain.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Let's go check it out.
So yeah. Who's the director,
great.
Guys?
Awesome. Yeah, I can see you have this covered.
Okay. Yeah, let's see.
Well, I think that covers everything. Did you have any questions about anything?
No, I don't think Mary and I did. You've kept us more than fairly in the loop on everything, gentlemen. I don't think we have any questions.
And I feel the same way. Now that I have all your contact information, I'll call you if I think of anything. But right now, I'm waiting on God and His answer. As much as I respect you and your schedule, His answer is the most important right now.
And we respect that too, Miss Andrews. And that means it's time for us to take our leave. Again, thank you so much for your hospitality this evening.
You're very welcome.
And I thank you
Goodbye.
So much.
Take care, fellas.
Let me walk you to the door.
John, did you hear Grace? It sounds like she's really thinking about leaving.
I know. But I don't know what else we can do. Their plans are legal, and it looks like it's going to happen. Gilead Lane is going to become a 4-lane highway.
Oh, Grace... You aren't really thinking about leaving Coleraine, are you?
I don't know what I'm thinking right now, Mary. All I know is that I've never felt like I was released from Coleraine. I always felt that God had a plan for me here. And now, I just don't know. I'm praying over this, a lot. Maybe, I don't know.
What would you do?
Oh, my publisher's been talking to me about moving to New York. It would be easier for doing some of the special events and getting my writing done. Maybe now's the time to consider that.
You wouldn't just move. You'd leave Coleraine? Oh, Grace.
I don't know, Mary. We'll see where God is leading me.
Oh, Grace, I don't know what I'd do without you here next door.
I know, Mary. I feel the same way.
Hope, you startled me. I didn't realize you were here. Why aren't you with the other kids? I thought they were out working on the movie.
They are.
So why aren't you with them?
They don't need me.
What do you mean they don't need you? It's your movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Hope, what do you mean? What's going on?
I don't want to talk about it, Mrs. M. I'm going to my room. I'll be there if you need anything.
Hope?
Yeah?
I hope you feel better.
So do I. Nothing's turning out the way I thought it would.
Well, I understand about that, Hope.
Who is it?
All of us.
Tim, Justin, Brooke, Mike, me?
We just want to talk to you.
And apologize. Come on in.
I'm really sorry, Hope. We sort of will...
We took over your project.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. We're sorry.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Your ideas were all better than mine anyway. It's gonna be a great movie.
Not without you.
Yeah, we need you to help us figure some things out.
Yeah? Like what?
We can't figure out what the adventurer is looking for. And we don't know how the girl gets saved, and...
We need you. You're what's holding the whole thing together.
But you guys didn't like what I did. You kept changing it, and...
No, that's brainstorming. We were all just coming together and taking ideas and doing what we could. We need you to help us put it all together and make it work, Hope.
Yeah, and besides that, if you're not in it, you won't be able to help us make it the way it should be.
Yeah, without you, you wouldn't be in it.
What?
Well, things may not be going the way you'd pictured them, but that doesn't mean you should quit. If you quit, then you can't do anything to make it yours. But if you're still involved, you can change it and make it better.
Kind of like Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah.
The lion guy?
Mm-hmm, the lion guy. You know, when things weren't going really well for God's people back then, he could have just kept his mouth shut and done what everyone else did.
What do you mean, Tim?
Well, the king at that time, he issued this decree, a law, that said that no one could pray to God. It wasn't very good news if you worshipped God. And a lot of people stopped because they didn't want to get in trouble with the king.
I'd rather not get in trouble with God. He's a little more important.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Daniel thought too. But he didn't stop.
And, they threw him in the lion's den for it.
Yeah, but God made sure he wasn't dinner.
That's an interesting way to put it.
Well, he still didn't get eaten.
Nope, he didn't. And when he came out, the king was so impressed and amazed, he started worshiping God himself. And he took back that bad law and made sure that everyone worshipped God only.
Yeah, that's a cool story. But what's it have to do with me?
Oh, I think I see it. You know, Daniel couldn't have liked what was happening around him. I mean, how awful is that? But instead of just getting himself out of the middle of everything, he stuck himself right in the middle. And look how he changed everything for the better.
Yeah, if Daniel hadn't done that, the entire kingdom might not have known about God. Daniel changed the king's life by not stopping what he believed in.
Still, what does this have to do with me and the movie? I'm not changing anyone. I mean, it is just a movie.
Yeah, but without you, it won't be the same.
You guys took that whole Bible story to tell me that?
It's the way we roll around here.
Yeah,
I can see that.
So, are you gonna come back and help us?
Yeah, I guess so. If you really need me.
Oh yeah, trust me. We need you.
Okay then. What's next? Hey, wait! I got a great idea! How about if we put Daniel's lion den in the movie?
How?
Okay, check it out. We make the den out of...
I know I can't see it, but the sound effects and dialogue are great.
Oh, look! Right here's where the monster comes out of the woods.
And here comes Tim chasing me.
Oh, Justin, those are awesome special effects.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, thanks. Nice job on the acting there, big guy.
Thanks, Justin. Hey.
Oh, and there's Luke.
Whoa, you might want to see if you can use that monster roping talent at the store.
It's going to break. Not if I can help it.
Oh, and there's the whip.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Nice job.
Oh, it's a good thing I didn't know you were using a whip. That's dangerous.
Here we go. Wow. Oh, it was just a prop. It wouldn't hurt anyone. Justin added the sound effects.
Oh, well, all right.
And here it comes, the big romantic scene.
How can we ever thank you?
No thanks necessary. This is what I do.
Oh,
oh that, absolutely. That was fantastic, you guys.
I can't think of a better summer project ever. This was really well done.
Oh, just wait till the sequins.
Do you mean the sequel?
Oh, yeah. Every good movie has a sequel, whatever. And this time, Montana Smith's got big problems. You just wait.
Woohoo! Another movie, Crusaders of the Lost Temple of the Lion's Den, Part 2.
Ooh,
yes.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Well, this was just really wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me. Hope you did a great job pulling all of this together. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Miss Grace. And you know what? You're in the next one.
I am?
No, really?
Yeah, I've got it all planned out.
Well, we'll have to see how that all works. I can't wait. Thank you.
Oh, Grace, hold on. John and I will walk you home.
Sure.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I know how to get there in the dark.
No, come on, it's such a beautiful night. Let us enjoy it with you.
Of course.
Good night, Grace.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Yes, quiet. That's nice. There hasn't been a lot of quiet around here lately.
No, there hasn't.
Why aren't the bulldozers running now? Have you heard back from Mr. Williams?
Yes. In fact, I did.
Oh?
Everything's halted again for a while. It seems they think they may have hit a water line.
Are you kidding? A water line?
No. There's a lot of water over there, and they're trying to figure out where it's coming from.
No electricity for a few weeks. We get that back, and now no water?
Well, we still have water. I don't know if it'll affect us.
Either way, John, things are changing here.
Ah, yes, they are.
And I've been thinking a lot lately.
Yes? Is everything all right?
Well, I think... John... Mm-hmm. I think it might be time for us to leave Coleraine.
What? I don't know about you guys, but what Mary just said floors me. There's no Gilead Lane without the Morrisons. There's no Coleraine without the Morrisons. I can't believe this. You know, I wonder if this is just like in the movies when you have a sequel or a next episode after a to-be-continued. I guess that's why they call it a cliffhanger. Maybe Mary and John are looking for answers, and just like Grace, they too are looking to see where God is leading them. It reminds me of the Bible, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You know, even when everything is changing and nothing around us is normal, we can always be sure that God is in control and that He's got a plan for us. We don't always know what the plan is or where it will go, but it is God who gives us hope. Hope. Wait a minute. Hope is just what we need, just like the Morrison kids needed hope for their movie. Cool. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Lights, Camera, In Action, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Ryan Cunningham was the recording engineer with post-production by Joe Carroll. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer. I couldn't tell you who the gaffer, best boy, and key grip were, but I'm Zach. I'll be in my trailer, but I hope to see you on location for our next feature right here, Beyond Gilead.